This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. During these past few weeks, we've been exploring ways in which Jesus calls the Christian to live a distinctive life in this world. Today, we're going to talk about keeping our promises and honoring our word. We invite you to join us for today's message entitled, Distinct in Integrity.
Jesus has an important word for us today about promises and truth. I hope you'll stay with us. We begin our worship time in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Faithful and loving God, we approach your throne of grace this day to once again hear your word of truth for our lives. We thank you for speaking to us through your holy word this day. Our hearts are ready to receive what you want us to know and what you want us to do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 33. This is part of our distinct Living Above the Norm series. Here's Jesus talking in his Sermon on the Mount. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by the earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And don't take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, life is filled with many promises made and received. As receivers, we desire people around us to keep their promises and to be truthful with us. I don't know about you, but I really appreciate the person whose word is their bond. As citizens, for instance, we want our government leaders and politicians to be trustworthy and to keep the promises. As customers, we want the product we've purchased to work just as promised. As married couples, we want our spouse to be faithful to their promise and truthful even in the little things of life. If a volunteer has said yes to performing a duty for us in our church, we like to know that they're going to be reliable and do the job. Unfortunately, though, we live in a world where many times that does not happen. Promises get easily made and are easily broken on a regular basis. Truthfulness gets set aside and people get hurt. Jesus addresses that subject in today's text from his Sermon on the Mount. Just by way of review, it's important for us to remember that the Sermon on the Mount is addressed to Kingdom of God citizens, or as Matthew puts it, Kingdom of Heaven citizens. Those who have received the righteousness of God into their lives, who have received the new birth and been filled with the Holy Spirit to live a new life as members of his kingdoms, with a sincere desire to show grateful love to God and to do life his way. Jesus has been teaching about the deeper righteousness of a Kingdom of Heaven citizen and what it looks like in life situations. Talks of such subjects as murder, adultery, divorce, and relates them to matters of the heart. Six times in chapter 5, the first section of his sermon, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said," about a particular commandment, and then he'd say, "But I say to you," and then he would challenge the religious establishment's shallow interpretation of the commands of God. Today we see him doing that again. He addresses the subject of giving your word, making oaths and vows. He states, "You've heard it said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, neither by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or earth, for it's his footstool, or Jerusalem, for it is his city. Or do not take an oath by your head, for you can't make one hair black or white on your head. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than that is evil." A couple things jump out at us in this teaching of Jesus. First of all, Jesus seems to be challenging the shady practices of religious authorities like the scribes and Pharisees, who had devised a system around making oaths which actually ended up promoting lying and giving people permission to not keep their promises. And Jesus said that you're playing word games here, because the religious experts were tinkering with the formula. You know, making an oath in the Old Testament was important to God. But they were starting to take the formula of these oaths and change some of the wording in order that they wouldn't have to use the name of the Lord in it, saying that they were not wanting to profane the name of the Lord. So they would make promises and swear by heaven or earth or Jerusalem or by their very life, their head. They would reason then, though, that since these oaths weren't made in the name of God, then they weren't necessarily binding or important to keep. It kind of reminds me of like when we talk of keeping our fingers crossed behind our back when we are making a promise to someone. Anyway, they were being totally dishonest, and Jesus is pointing this out. He says these kind of word games are ridiculous and harmful and far from what our Heavenly Father's will is. And then the next point he makes is, you know, here's the bottom line, Jesus says. Here's how Kingdom of God people, my followers, are to operate. This is God's intention for his people. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything more than this comes from evil. And what Jesus is saying here is, I want my people to be so honest with their words and promises, they should never, ever have to preface anything with an oath or a statement that says, this is really true, like cross my heart and hope to die, or I swear on a stack of Bibles. That won't be necessary, Jesus said. Just work at being trustworthy in this crooked world of ours, and that will make you distinct. It will make you stand out with your faithfulness. Be true to your word. Conduct yourself with integrity. Say what you mean what you say. That's what Jesus is getting at. Kingdom of God people are rock solid in keeping promises, even when circumstances might change. You still are going to keep your word. That's what Jesus is getting after. The psalmist says, blessed is the man who keeps his word, even when it hurts. So I think Jesus is also saying, though, that being a person of your word means being careful with your words when you make promises. Sometimes we can be a little fast and loose with the promises we make to people. It sometimes just seems all too easy to make those promises when you're emotionally involved and you just want to make things right, or you're trying to please somebody, or you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or you might see it as a mere formality to get the transaction closed and the deal done. Or maybe you're afraid, or you're protecting yourself or trying to impress someone. And Jesus seems to be saying, it seems a wise and faithful thing to do to stop and ask yourself, will I and can I keep these promises? And if I can't, am I willing to say no? I think we need sometimes to learn to sometimes discipline ourselves to say, no, I can't promise that. Or to at least say, I can't promise that, but we'll see. Jesus is being very clear, though. His people, those who follow him, are called to be promise keepers in every area of our lives. And just think of all the areas of our lives that we do make promises. There's major promises we make. Some of us have promised our lives to a spouse. Vows were made before God at an altar. You gave your word to have and to hold in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, till death do you part. You promised yourself for the long run. Some of us have promised God at the baptism of our children to do everything in our power to make sure that that child comes to know and grow in Jesus Christ as we raise them up in the faith, bringing them to church and making sure that they learn about Jesus. Many of you have joined church congregations. You made a promise to the community of faith to be a regular worshiper, to proclaim the good news of Christ in word and deed, to serve others following the example of Jesus, to support your local ministry. How about on the job? When you sign on the dotted line with an employee, you've promised to work hard, to do your job as well as you possibly can, to be a team player, honest and loyal, trustworthy. You promise your banker or your loan institution to pay them back the money that they loaned you so that you can purchase that home that you want for your family. You're on the stand in a courtroom, perhaps. You promise to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You've promised to deliver the truth to the justice process. And then there are the ordinary daily promises. They're important too. Your promise to meet someone at a certain time, or you make a promise about a work project that you'll have it completed at a certain date, or you've made a bid on a project or a job for someone and say, I'll do it for this much and have it done at this time. Or maybe you've promised to do a favor for a fellow employee or friend or relative or child. Count on me, you said. Here's its favorite among Christians, I think. We say to one another, I'll pray for you. These are important for us to keep as well. You see, they reflect on your trustworthiness in the everyday if you do or don't follow through on them. When you don't keep these promises, they can actually develop into bad habits, which can lead to becoming calloused inside and eventually being dishonest in the bigger things of life as well. Once you get started, it gets easier to not be a person of your word. And Jesus, in saying, let your yes be yes and your no be no, is saying, keep your word in everything. Be careful in making promises and keeping those promises so that you can be a person who is dependable, reliable, and trustworthy. The story that comes to mind is about that missionary and explorer, David Livingstone, who wanted to find a route across Africa from the east to the west. And he used many of the local folks in Africa to come along with them and help. And they hacked their way through jungles and put their lives on the line. And when they finally got to the harbor of the other coast successfully, a steamer was in the harbor from England, and the captain offered Livingstone a free ride back home to England. He says, you're a hero now. We need to take you back and you can tell what you've done. And Livingstone said, but I promised these men that followed me that I would lead them back to their homes. They need me. And while they tried to reason with him, this captain and others, that you're an important man now, they'll understand, they can take care of themselves, Livingstone said, no. I gave them my word, and at risk of his own life, he went back and led those people back to their homes. He was a man of his word. That's what Jesus is talking about today. Now, why is this so important to God? Well, first, he wants your relationships to be healthy and to glorify him because he loves you. He wants your life to work well. And this makes for healthier relationships, as well as a healthier society. It's an action of love for neighbor. But even more importantly, it makes you credible to those you're trying to share the promises of the gospel of Jesus Christ with. Maybe you have heard this statement, "What you are speaks so loudly, I cannot hear what you say." When you think about it, though, we really shouldn't be surprised that God would desire this from us as his citizens. After all, think about it. We trust in a God who's the greatest promise keeper of all, don't we? You look back to his promise to Abraham to make Abraham's descendants a blessing to the nations, and we see that he fulfilled it in that first chapter of Matthew, which shows the family tree, how God in Christ fulfilled that promise to Abraham as he sent Jesus to die for the sins and forgiveness of the world. So if integrity and being faithful to his promises is what God's all about, then of course, as ambassadors of his kingdom, we're representing him in this world. Therefore, it brings him glory when we're people of our word. So this appeal from Jesus this day is, be a person of integrity. Keep your word. Be a promise keeper. Someone might ask, well, how can I grow in that ability? Because it's sometimes tough in this world to follow through or even remember promises. Well, first, it begins with making a commitment. A commitment to the God who loves you, that you want to be a person of integrity for his cause, that you want to be a person who says what she means and means what she says. It also involves claiming his promise to you. When you've asked Jesus Christ into your life, if you belong to him, you have the powerful, transforming, powerful Spirit of God residing in you to help you become a person of integrity. Jesus called him our helper, our counselor, the one who can get us healthy in following through on integrity. Pray daily for his help along the way, for him to convict you when you're straying from the honesty plan God has for you, and to give you courage to follow through on your promises, no matter how painful. Find a Christian brother or sister to be accountable to, someone you know is trustworthy, that you can be transparent with, and seek their guidance and encouragement. And finally, keep the faith. Keep believing that God loves you and he wants the best for your life. And so when his word says this is the healthiest way for you to conduct yourself in relationships, telling the truth, keeping promises, put your faith in that. It may be painful and costly at times, but believe in the promise that God will not desert you in your doing this. He will take care of you as you act in faith. Finally, I want to finish this message on a note of grace. If you have stumbled on this area of life that Jesus is talking about today, let me share with you a very important promise. There is one who died upon a cross to pay for that sin. Forgiveness is offered to us as we trust Christ and ask for cleansing and help. If you confess your sins to God, who is faithful and just, he will forgive your sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A new start in life is yours for the receiving. Don't give up. Don't give up the battle. That's a promise now that God gives you to build your new life upon. Now may our faithful God and Father bless you and help you to be a distinct person of integrity in a world that so desperately longs for people who can be trusted. To God be the glory. Amen. Let's pray about what Jesus has taught us today. Lord, you have called us to be promise keepers, truth tellers. These words of Jesus are quite challenging to us, for we live in a world that doesn't value the truth like you do, and we find it all too easy to go with the flow for the sake of our own self-preservation. So we're asking that your Holy Spirit would fill us and counsel and guide and strengthen us to be credible kingdom ambassadors, known for our integrity. May your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, beginning now. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped you to become a person of your word, a promise keeper, a person of great integrity. Christian Crusaders is 80 years old. Our first broadcast went over the airwaves in 1936. You are invited to help us celebrate this anniversary with a gift of $80. Your donation will be used to ensure Christian Crusaders continues to broadcast the gospel for many more years to come. Please direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. To find out more about the many ways you can support our ministry, please call us toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Christian Crusaders cares deeply about the spiritual lives of our listeners. If you have a concern for which you desire prayer, please contact us by visiting our webpage and following the Is This For You link. Our board of directors and staff are dedicated to lifting our listeners up to the throne of grace through intercessory prayer. Our internet address is www.christiancrusaders.org. All requests are kept confidential. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day and pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 81st year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.